In particular, could you highlight, given who wasn't there, who sort of stood into pretty big roles for you?
Well, in terms of injuries tonight.
Who's played up? Big games today without Natanui, without McGovern?
I think it was a real collective effort. You know, our forward line fighting down one or two most of the day was critical that they made a contest. Our midfielders stood up when it really mattered. And the first quarter start, you know, backs against the wall a little bit from the beginning with a few players out. But I don't want to single anyone out. You know, our back six who, you know, fighting pretty light on for height, just got it done. So, yeah, collectively I was really proud.
How do you describe low possession counts from, you know, so many of your players, and Freo still had some of the best players in the game?
I think the scoreboard dictates a lot of things, and when you start well, things change. So I'm sure if the scores were level at quarter time and the same numbers were presented, I wouldn't be as happy as I am now.
Mentally, do you get a bit of an edge out of getting a win? It's a derby, it is significant?
I don't think so. I think for us, we're, take out the opponent we've played and the significance of the derby, the challenge for us is, can we stand up against these top sides? We probably had a little bit more to play for in terms of position on the ladder, so that's we get that. But for our players, it's just more evidence that it builds our belief, is probably what I'm saying. So regardless of the fact that it was a derby, it was just the belief that our players are starting to build on and playing our way stands up.
Did you sense that they might have any complacency at all, given where they sat clear on top and you had dropped a third and you had to get back with a win today?
Oh, you'll have to ask Ross that. Yeah,
I'm asking, did you sense anything?
No. But, you know, that's don't really worry about the opposition's mindset. It's our mindset we've got to get right.
So did you mention to your boys at all that Hawthorn had taken your spot overnight in any way or not?
No.
What's happened with Will, and can you update us on a few of the other personnel issues that you mentioned?
Will's got a sore hamstring. Cripper's got probably a fractured jaw. Who else is there?
Scotty Lysett's
got a bit of a PCL, did that early as well, so a few wounded boys.
Was it brave of Callum Sinclair to get back out there as well after being doubtful, you know, pretty much for a fortnight sort of thing?
Once you get picked, you put his hand up to play, so that's fine. It's probably the guys who got injuries during the game that had no choice but to guts it out, which I'm proud of, but it's not just those three. There's three or four guys who've probably had injuries that may restrict them to play next week that stayed out there. So that was really pleasing.
Difficult for you to answer, but have you got any thoughts on the Cripps incident and what's happened to him?
I deliberately didn't watch it. I've heard a lot about it, and I deliberately didn't watch it.
Did you keep him out there, Adam, because of what the result meant in terms of finishing top two, etc.? Did you feel you had to win this game, and that was why the boys stayed out there?
Well, we don't have the luxury of losing and maintaining a position on the ladder. So, no, I think we would have done that if, doesn't matter what week. I mean, once you pick to play, and you know, unless you can't get out there and run around. So, that doesn't worry me.
You've touched on pride a few times since you've been here. It's the first time I've sort of sensed you just a little bit emotional about it. Is this your most proud victory? Is this your best victory since you've been here?
No, I think you're overplaying it a little bit. A little bit, yeah. Yeah, we can't get too carried away with, you know, it's a good win and it helps our belief, and we played against the top team. So we'll take a lot from that, but we can't get carried away with. We've got the Bulldogs next week, who, I don't know, they must have belted Melbourne today, and they're in the top four. So it doesn't, then we've got Adelaide. So we want to finish as high as we can. We've put ourselves in a really good position, and we're enjoying the ride. I'm sure our members and supporters are as well, but we can't get too carried away about tonight.
How worried is Will's hamstring?
Well, it's a worry. Yeah, we've got a few worries with McGovern as well. So I think we played six small defenders in the last quarter, and then so that's a challenge because teams scout that and try and expose. So we understand that. It was another probably good tick for our backs, but the pressure we put on in the midfield helped that until the last quarter and a bit.
Is there a breaking point in terms of what your defence can take? Have you lost Will as well?
Oh, I don't know. No, they're playing in a way that's united and they play together. So Tom Barras played another game at East Perth this week, so see how he played and see how he pulled up. So we've still got options at East Perth, so one soldier down, another steps in.
Outside of Lacroix, who else do you expect to get back for next weekend?
Well, we're hopeful on Nick. We'll see how he comes back, see what state he's in. He's not due back until Monday or Tuesday, so we'll see how that week pans out. I don't think McGovern will come up, albeit it was really a light re-niggle, so we've dodged the bullet a little bit, but that might be a little bit risky to play him. I haven't thought too much about who's coming back yet, though.
Thoughts on Josh Hill, dropped a couple of weeks ago, back in only Lacroix suspension, and 4 goals, 2, 20 touches, wins a medal.
Really good effort. Like, he got dropped because he wasn't playing well. He had a sore shoulder, though. He didn't carry it well into the Gold Coast game. So it was a bit of a combination because he didn't play. We gave him a week off. But if he had to play, we would have stayed in the side. So we let the shoulder settle. We had to play him because we lost a few players during the week, and he responded really well. So he's at his best when he plays on edge, and I thought we saw a really good game today.
Cripps will need to be further assessed early with his jaw.
I think so. We wouldn't have put him back on if it was a broken jaw, but there might be a fracture there, so he's pretty sore at the moment.
Just on Jamie, in case he misses a week, how important has he been to your forward structure this year?
Yeah, our forwards in general have been elite with their pressure all year. They're quite often fighting one down, and he's been leading the charge. So he's critical to our success, albeit if he's not there, someone else has got to play the role. So we've got some tall forwards that can put on a lot of pressure. I thought Darling and Kennedy were elite today with their pressure and found a way. I think we might add 29 scoring shots from 41 or 2 inside 50s, which is quite high for Fremantle. So, and I thought our forwards found a way.
Just